Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, April 13th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Inflation spikes at the fastest pace since 1981. Putin says peace talks with Ukraine have reached a dead end. Economists rank the most taxed places in the country. Did COVID kill the movie theater? Also ahead, Disney and China. But first, consumer prices in March rising 8.5%, the sharpest yearly increase in more than four decades. Hardest hit, beef, poultry, fuel, furniture, paper goods. The average family now spends an additional $500 a month on higher prices under President Biden. That is $6,000 a year over the budget that we all had under Trump. The White House blames the brutal inflation on COVID and Putin. The Russian dictator says peace talks with Ukraine have reached a dead end. Putin addressing the issue on state-run television, telling reporters, quote, "We have again returned to a dead-end situation for us. We will rhythmically and calmly continue our operation in Ukraine." Putin has appointed a new general to lead the invasion after 10 other commanders were killed in Ukraine. The UN estimates 15,000 soldiers on both sides and at least 5,000 Ukrainian civilians have died since the conflict began on February 24th. Forbes magazine ranking the highest tax towns in the USA. Number one, a tie between Los Angeles and San Francisco. Each city spends $1.5 billion on payroll costs alone. Folks there making $100,000 a year give 55% of their income to taxes overall. Lowest tax city in the USA? Anchorage, Alaska. People up north take home 80% of their pay. Americans still reluctant to return to the movies as people visit restaurants, gyms, and casinos in pre-pandemic numbers. Folks are avoiding the cinemas. A poll from Axios says half of the public will no longer watch films in theaters. When asked what would bring the folks back to the movies, a majority of viewers listed two demands: better seats and cheaper snacks. In a moment, Disney movies are big in China. Could be a problem. Right back.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Controversy over the mammoth Disney Corporation. As you know, it attacked the new school law in Florida that bans gender teaching to little kids. As a result, a new poll from Trafalgar find 68% of Americans are now less likely to do business with Disney if the company, quote, exposes young children to sexual ideas, unquote. 9% say it makes them more likely to do business with Disney. But there is more. Disney does big business with China, which of course is supporting Putin's invasion of Ukraine. In the entertainment world, China is now the biggest movie market on the planet, generating $7.4 billion a year. 70% of that goes to Hollywood studios like Disney. In fact, the Walt Disney Company began censoring its content in China back in 1996 after a movie called Kundun depicted the Chinese oppression of Tibet, which, of course, is happening right now. In 1998, then Disney CEO Michael Eisner apologized, calling the scene Disney censored a form of insult to our friends, unquote. Sure, Mike, screw the folks in Tibet, right? Disney also changed the script for its Brad Pitt horror movie World War Z because it suggested a global zombie outbreak began in Beijing. Since then, Disney routinely edits content for films being released in China. In addition, Disney operates Shanghai Disneyland, huge operation, in partnership with a state-owned Chinese company. The theme park generates $5 billion a year for Disney. So this is rich, pardon the pun. Disney virtue signals in the USA over inappropriate lessons for kids. Yet it is fine with doing business with the human rights violators in China. Does that make any sense to you? There comes a time when good people have to call out bad behavior. Disney does not care, in my opinion, what we the people think. But it does care about money. When you think about it, it's tragic. In the past, the Disney company has enchanted children all over the world. Now it's a far-left outfit that puts profits over justice. Disney is woke. It curries favor with the progressive Hollywood left, Beijing, and the loons trying to indoctrinate kids. That is far more than goofy. That is wrong. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Last week, the United Nations General Assembly voted to suspend Russia from its Human Rights Commission. Can you believe that Russia was on any Human Rights Commission? Well, the UN has now directly accused Putin of committing atrocities in Ukraine, which he is. The final tally of the UN vote was 93 nations in favor of booting Russia from the Human Rights Council, 58 refusing to vote at all, and 24 countries actually backing Bad Vlad. Those countries are Algeria, Belarus, which is a Russian satellite, Bolivia, a communist country, Burundi, Africa, totally out of control, Central African Republic, same, China, Congo, out of control, Cuba, communist country, North Korea, communist, Eritrea, out of control, Ethiopia, very strange, Ethiopia would back Russia. I don't know why. Gabon in Africa, Iran, of course, Kazakhstan, satellite of Putin, Kyrgyzstan, satellite of Putin, Laos, communist, Mali, have no idea, Nicaragua, communist, Syria, satellite of Putin, Tajikistan, same, Uzbekistan, same, Vietnam, communist, and Zimbabwe. Those countries are backing Putin. It is really incredible. And here's something else you might not know. The only country ever removed from the UN Human Rights Council before was Libya. That nation was suspended in 2011 after a violent crackdown on protesters by the heinous dictator Gaddafi. Libya was readmitted to the UN Commission a few years later, and Libya did vote to boot Russia from the council last week. So maybe that Muslim nation, still divided, by the way, in a place you never want to enter, maybe they are wising up just a little. Let's hope so. But the UN is really a place where justice is not at the top of the list. Back after this.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.